The Bush administration wants to take the eastern gray wolf off the list of plants and animals protected by the Endangered Species Act. Interior Secretary Gail Norton made the announcement in Minnesota today, where the wolf population has been rebounding for years. Environmental groups cheered the proposal until they heard that it might stop plans to restore gray wolves in several eastern states. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
There was a time when packs of gray wolves ranged all over this country. Then the Europeans arrived. Ecologist David Wilkoff of Princeton University says the wolf wars that followed didn't end until the first part of the 20th century.
These wolves became notorious villains. They were sort of the John Dillingers of their time. And there would be bounty hunters who would go out and spend months in an effort to track down one or two remaining wolves in a given state or territory.
The federally funded effort to exterminate the gray wolf has been described as one of the more successful animal management campaigns in American history. Fortunately, at least in some parts of the country, efforts to bring the wolves home again have worked almost as well. Interior Secretary Gail Norton delivered that message in Minnesota earlier today.
The recovery of wolf populations in the Rockies and the Great Lakes area has been one of the most notable success stories of the Endangered Species Act. In Minnesota, it's now estimated that there are in the neighborhood of 2,400 wolves. Michigan now has about 360 wolves, and Wisconsin's wolf population is upwards of 370.
Norton says there's virtually no risk that these Great Lakes wolves will go extinct in the foreseeable future. In other words, it's time to declare victory.
Today, I am pleased to announce that we have reached the point we can propose removing gray wolves from the endangered species list in the eastern United States.
Wolf populations in the West and Southwest will remain on the endangered species list, and taking eastern gray wolves off the list does not mean it will be open season for hunters again, although it might mean that it will soon be easier to shoot wolves that can't seem to stay away from people or livestock. When the eastern gray wolf is taken off the endangered species list, these decisions will be made on a state-by-state basis. Environmentalists like John Kostiak of the National Wildlife Federation say Norton's decision deserves some amount of praise.
We now have a thriving population, and it's quite an amazing story, and we should all celebrate it.
But Kostiak also says the gray wolf is nowhere near as common in the rest of the East as it is near the Great Lakes. Stripping all of these wolves of their ESA protection will make it much harder to put them back into upstate New York, Maine, and other places in the East where they once were common.
Right now, the wolf has been restored to roughly 3 to 5% of its historic range. And so the project is not over, and we're really disturbed to see the administration attempting to pull the plug now.
Ecologist David Wilkoff of Princeton University says he thinks it would be a great idea to return the eastern gray wolf to a much bigger portion of its historic range.
But that isn't necessarily the mandate of the Endangered Species Act. And to delay delisting the wolf because we're not about to bring them back to all the places where they might occur or where we would necessarily want them to be doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
It's expected that the plan to delist the wolves won't be finalized for a year or more, depending on the number and strength of lawsuits filed in an effort to stop it. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.